Now you don't know me, baby, but I seen you around. It might be kinda crazy, but I'm just new in town. And now I wonder what you think if I said, hey look, I'd like to get your number and a link to your Facebook. Now if I tell you what a nice guy's supposed to, would that compel you not to scream when I approach you? You'll have to promise me you'll take this news calmly, but honestly, I'm sort of a zombie. I knew you'd be surprised. You can bet that I may not be alive, but I sure as hell ain't dead inside. What's with the shoddy? I ain't wishing you harm. You see, I try to hold your hand, but I'm missing an arm. Brains are all of eating all week, it's true. But if my heart were still beating, it would beat for you. So let me take you to Wendy's. You deserve it. Yeah, I'm a zombie, baby. Ain't nobody perfect. I'll chase you through the yard and all through the house into the dark. Oh, I wanna steal your heart and eat your brains. I've never been so true, but if my heart was still beating, it would beat for you. Oh, I wanna steal your heart and eat your brains. Baby, sometimes I bite, and you can bet that I've got an appetite for human flesh. I'll always be near, though you'll have to accept that when I nibble on your ear lobe, you might get infected. Ha! 'Cause I fell in love with you and I'm undead, but you make me feel alive. And when I chase you through the graveyard, it feels like foreplay. If I'm lying, I'm dying, and I speak truly. When I say I love your mind, I'll take brains over beauty. We'll be the undead Dagwood and Blondie when I teach you how to zombie.
Teach you how to zombie.
And everybody'll love you, and you can sing along to this post-apocalyptic post-mortem love song. So give me a chance, girl, you know I'll be worth it. Yeah, I'm a zombie, baby, ain't nobody perfect. I'll chase you through the yard and all through the house into the dark. Oh, why? Wanna steal your heart and eat your brain. I've never been so true, but if my heart were still beating, it would beat for you. Oh, I wanna steal your heart and eat your brain.
Brain. Brain.
Brain.
Brain. Brains. Brain.
I'll chase you through the yard and all through the house into the dark. Oh, I wanna steal your heart and eat your brain. I've never been so true, but if my heart was still beating, it would beat for you. Oh, I wanna steal your heart and eat your brain.
That was Copper with that song. I can't remember the name of it, but it's like from this flash animation with like zombie trying to like court this girl. Copper. I'm not sure like why you picked this song in particular for like a sexy song competition, because it's not like
it was really rapey.
Yeah, it was like, well, it was just kind of like, it was silly and like funny, but it wasn't like, and not in like a sexy way, if that makes any sense. Like, I don't think that it was like the best choice for this competition. Like, I'm just like,
I'm just like really laughing because it's really, really rapey.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. It was weird. Like, I think that if you had picked like any number of like rap songs, like normal rap songs, it would have been like great and you would have like owned it first off, and then it would have also been like, you could have picked, like, any number of, like, sexy rap songs, and it would have been, like, fantastic. So that's why I'm just kind of confused, like, why this song was picked, because I don't think that it, I don't know. I'm just like,
I know.
I feel like that was, like, I feel so, like, mean. Oh, my God.
It's a poor song choice again, quite frankly. It was, like, it wasn't sexy. It was rapey, in my opinion. This show is all about opinions, you know. I didn't find that sexy, Copper. I'm sorry. If you'd done, like, candy shop or like Smack That or something. That would have been like really cool.
If you had done Low. I love that song. I would have been like all over that.
I would all like even Put You on the Game by The Game would have been like or like New York by Ja Rule or something like that. I don't know, like this song combined with the MIDI backtrack, which I know obviously you couldn't find another free one. But yeah, it wasn't sexy to me. I'm sorry, Copper. I think if you'd chosen something else, it would have been way more sexy.
Especially like because rap is like your thing, and rap can get like really sexy and like really like hot
attitude.
And like vulgar and like everything. And so it would have like fit awesomely on this show, but this was just like such an odd choice. So I'm kind of like,
I'm so confused.
Me too. Okay, I guess we will move on. Up next is
Anu.
I'm sorry right now if I pronounce your name wrong. I think it's Eider.
Eider.
It could be like Eider, but I think it's Eider. So Eider, the noob, is up next.
I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. I wanna be kissed by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you alone. I could aspire to anything higher, and to feel the desire to make you my own. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-doo-lee-dum. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. I wanna be loved by you alone. I could aspire to anything higher, and to feel the desire to make you my own. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-doo-lee-dum. I wanna feel loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. I couldn't aspire to anything higher, and to feel the desire to make you my own. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-doo-lee-dum. I wanna be loved by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you.
And that was Eider with sorry, I Just Wanna Be Loved By You. Is that by Marilyn Monroe, or am I being crazy?
I don't know.
I'm probably being crazy. She's Googling it.
I am. It is. Ha!
Yay, I'm not stupid. Okay. The instrumental kind of reminded me of a fairground ride. I was saying to Melly a little bit. This had like some issues. Yeah, hot fairground rides. This had some issues. like, my main problem with this was addiction. When you were saying, but you, it was like, but to, and just to. Also, it was a little nasal in places. But I really liked, like, when you dropped down into that lower register and you seemed to have, like, a good grasp of your high register too. It could have used a little bit more energy, but this was still, like, sexy. I think you chose a good song for your voice, and you performed it quite well. So, well done.
Yeah, I really liked this for the sexy perspective. Before I go into it, general note, at the beginning you had like clicks and noise at the beginning, which before the music started, which is really good to cut out. But onto your song, like, I actually really, really like this. Like, now that I know it's Marilyn Monroe, I can really see like the connection there. I thought you had like this really like underplayed but still very present like sexiness in it, and I like loved like the little boop boop bee-doos and like everything.
Yeah,
I
those
thought
are
they
super
were
cute.
They were like cute and like really sexy, and just like I thought that you had like just the right tone on it. So even though like it wasn't like the absolute best like vocal wise, because you brought that sex to it, I didn't like care, because I just was enjoying like your like it sounded like you were gonna just start stripping for us in the song.
She's a noob, Melly. Don't frighten her.
She
I really likes
it.
The boop boop bidoos, because it reminded me of, you know, Betty Boop in.
Yeah! Totally works. It's totally great. Yeah, no, I really liked it. So good job, Edgar. Up next, we have Valkyrie Celeste.
A tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp, but they adore him. And I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him. Got it pretty bad. You'll never tell when he'll show up. He'll give you plenty of trouble. He's more than just a one-count pup. Still, I wish that he were double. He's a tramp, he's a rover, and there's nothing more to say. He's a tramp, then he's a good one, and I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
And that was Valkyrie Celeste with He's a Tramp, from Happiest Competition 2 finale. Valk, I really like this from you. Like, I think that it's totally like sexy. And you have like this really sexy voice, but often you don't do like the sexy songs. You can still sound sexy on them, but like I like that you picked this one to audition with, because it was like the one where you were just overtly shaking your money makers at us. And, I like the little lyric changes that you made and stuff. And like all the little things like that, I just really enjoyed. I think you had this really great, like, low, sultry tone to your voice in this one, and it just worked really well for me. It did things to me, so. Garnet.
Oh, everyone does things to Nelly. But you also did things to me, Valkyrie.
Oh, baby.
Your voice, I'm gonna say what Nanny says, I'm gonna say I missed your voice, sexy face, because I have very much like I love this. I'm this for Happiest Competition finale, so I'm kind of really familiar with this. The only just a few like tiny nitpicks. I just would have liked the end note to finish straight, and that's about it, really. I really liked the jump into head voice it did on one of the wish, the word wishes, the word wish towards the end. I really liked that. It was a really nice touch. And overall, I really liked how you like tackled the song. I thought it was like really sexy. So I don't really have much else to say.
Yeah. I thought it was sexy. I'm just kind of disappointed because you just typed in the chat that you are not taking off your bra right now, and I'm like, I don't know how to feel about that.
She's not getting on the show now.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry, it's too late. Bye. Too late. Okay, next up, we have Eileen Monty.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm. British people for the win. And that was Eileen Monty with She Wolf by Shakira. Monty, I'm glad that you auditioned. I really liked this. I had a few like issues with it. I felt that in some places it could have had like more emotion, like on the choruses sometimes. I really, really liked the panting. And I really liked owls were like really cute. I try to think. I didn't have much else to say about this. I thought it was sexy. I felt like sometimes she sang it kind of like Shakira, whereas I would have maybe liked a more individual take on it. But It was still sexy, and I still liked
it. Yeah, I think this is evidence of like good song choice for the show because it's like a sexy song to start with. I agree that there could have been, like, some, I wish that you'd been a bit more, the song is, like, kind of, like, a bit of, like, a woman being straight up and saying, like, dude, have sex with me kind of thing, and, like, release my inner animal. Like,
get in my pants.
So I feel like, so at some point, it was kind of, like, way too subtle for me when the song's supposed to be, but, like, I really liked it. You, like, I think it's one of the best vocals of the episode tonight. And I loved when, like, there was that long instrumental part where it just repeats the, like, the SOS, she's in disguise for a bit. And you had, like, that panting that gradually grew louder and was, like, really sexual. Like, that part I loved. And that's, like, that'll fit the show perfectly. I love that part. But, yeah, overall, like, I love this. Just, like, a little bit more emotion would have been perfect. But this was really good, Monty. That's all I have.
I like Monty panting in my ears.
Oh, she does it for me every night, so...
No, she does it. She does it in England. She does it for me.
She does it in call with me. She'll be like, Millie, can I call you right now? I'm like, yeah. And she's like,
you don't have phone sex with Monty.
Totally do.
Okay. I call bullshit.
Speaking of people that I have phone sex with, Mr. Sister's up next.
Yeah. I know that you've been waiting for me, I'm waiting too. In my imagination, I be all by you. I know you got that devil from me, 102. Boy, I know that girl is at my temperature. If there's a camera up here, then it's only with me. What I do. If there's a camera up here, then it's best to flag on you do. Cause if you run your mother, break up or a secret rendezvous. I will hunt you down. Cause baby, I will be my bitches like a windy interview. But this is private between you and I. Touch my body, pull me on the floor. Wrestle me around, play with some more. Touch my body, pull me on the bed. I just won't make you feel like you never did. Touch my body, rape me in my thighs. All around your waist, just a little taste. Touch my body, know you love my car. Come on, give me what I deserve. Or you can put me on you like a brand new ID. I'll hook your body tighter than my favorite cheese. I want you to caress me like a tropical breeze. I'm for a loaded deal in the Caribbean Sea. If there's a camera up here, then it's only with me. When I do. If there's a camera up here, then it's best it's flag on you do. Cause if you run your mouth, I'll break up or a secret rendezvous. I will hunt you down. Cause baby, I'm up in my peaches like a windy interview. But this is private between you and I. Touch my body, put me on the floor. Wrestle me around, play with some more. Touch my body, throw me on the bed. I just wanna make you feel like you never did. Touch my body, wrap me in my thighs. All around your waist, just a little taste. Touch my body, know you love my car. Come on and give me what I deserve. Don't you like a teddy bear? You won't wanna go nowhere. In a labor luxury, boy, you just do to me. You won't run for nothing, boy. I will give you blank. Don't touch my body, put me on the floor. Wrestle me around, play with the more. Touch my body, throw me on the bed. I just wanna make you feel like you never did. Touch my body, wrap me in my thighs. All around your way, just a little day. Touch my body, know you love my car. Come on and give me what I deserve. Cause me, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh 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 oh. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh ah, oh ah. Ooh, ooh, baby, ooh, touch my come on and give me what I deserve. That means you, Darren Collins.
And that was Mr. Sister with
Touch My Body
from the cover
in my eye.
With the crazy, like, Korean guys' covers of, like, songs.
This is from the cover at Immunity where they were asked to perform songs by this Korean guy who sings karaoke, and he sounds like that. So Mago, to clarify, Mago was imitating the English way of singing his vocal pitch.
So I know that earlier on, like, covers, I was talking about it being, like, silly, and so it wasn't, like, sexy. And I think that, like, this is kind of evidence why you can have that silly ridiculousness but still have at least, like, some level of, like, sexy overtones to it. Maybe it's, like, just because the song itself has that, or maybe it's just because, like, maybe I just think Margot's really sexy. I don't know. But I don't know. It's completely ridiculous, and it's funny, but it still has that little bit of sexiness. I mean, it's not, like, my absolute favorite of this episode or, like, of what I'm looking for the show exactly, but I think that it is enjoyable and it's, like, fun, and I can see, like, where Margot can fit in with the sexiness of the show, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. I know, like, we were, like, we've obviously we've encouraged everybody to audition because I feel like everybody can be sexy. But, like, we're encouraging Margot to audition. She was like, oh, no, I'm so shy. Like, I can just imagine her being, like Asian sexist. I can imagine the noises that she was making, like, just being, like, following the Dylan Corden's stereotype thing that's a joke. A joke. Like, the noises that she was making and stuff, like, an Asian... this probably sounds, like, rude. I'm not trying to be rude. But, like, having sex and stuff, and it would just be, like, really funny. It's, like, awkward Asian, like, touch my body. It's just, oh, so funny. I just really liked it. I mean, obviously, if I hadn't known that this was, like, for the cover Immunity, I'd be thinking, what, she's trolling me.
Yeah.
But because I do know...
I mean, like, I can't say it's, like, one of my favorites of this, but, like, I'm not going to count her out yet. Does that make sense?
I mean, no, I agree. I feel really bad. I'm just, like, joking about just to be sure.
I think everybody on the age is used to people
I think everyone knows.
Imitating Asians.
Yeah. So, but it also shows that you're, like, willing to not only sing songs about sex, but also to kind of perform them with a good humor and, like, fun and... Yeah. In this kind of way, which I'm giving this awkward sexy.
The most
awkward sexy or just awkward?
Yeah. Okay.
That's the question.
Okay. I guess we're going to move on to our last audition, which is Omi Pride 09.
Oh, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Till that moment.
your daddy and mommy standing by, standing by.
And that was Omi Prado 9 with Summertime from Pogi and Bess. Omi, why are my notes? My first line is, Omi, why are you a homo gay?
Yeah, that's what I think every day.
I want him to have my voice babies.
I want him to have my regular babies.
He's a homo gay, that's not going to happen.
I know.
Omi, this was so well performed vocally. I mean, sometimes I felt your vibrato was a little bit heavy for my taste, but I absolutely adored your runs. And your runs are just so good all the time. And the liberties that you took with it were really, really good. And like me and Melly were like, discussing things before, and saying this, it was supposed to be a lullaby, but I was like, not the way Omi did it.
Yeah.
Because it was like, it did. Omi, when you sing that song, it does things to me. Makes me want you to rape me in my thighs. Not really, because that's pretty weird.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I can just, like, imagine this. Like, well, I was in this play once, and it was just, like, set in, like, summertime in, like 1920s or something. And it was, like, really hot outside. And I just imagine this being, like, the theme song to that. And it being, the show was, like, all about sex and stuff. So I just, like, imagine that being the theme song.
Spring
so, like,
Awakens?
It fits. No, it wasn't. But, no, it was, like, I don't know, just, like, the way you sing it, I just imagine, like, sweaty, hot sex, but, like, in a loving way.
No, I know what you mean. It's like when there's a heat wave and you're, like, go swimming in the river and then you're, like, oh.
It's, like, it was really, like, a refreshing sound to your voice, and it's just, like, really nice. So, yeah, I like this a lot.
It was, like, hazy sexy.
Mm-hmm. He put us in a haze. Oh my god. Okay. So we talked about how we were gonna do this. We're just gonna go. We can only put through 6 people. So unfortunately, 4 people will not make it through tonight. But if somebody drops, we will be like going to those people in like the order that we have them. Do you want to save the first person?
Yeah, my first save and favorite tonight was Omi. So Omi,
yeah. Omi, you were, like, great. So, good job. I would like to save our seductive Romeo from our balconies, MFB.
I will next put through fellow epic, well, I'm going to say epic Brit, because I'm an epic Brit, whatever, I can claim that. Anyway, I am putting through Eileen Monty.
Yeah, my next one is Dylan Collins.
Dylan Collins.
So on to your last pick.
My last save is Valkyrie Celeste.
Yes, and so the last person going through onto Sexiest Voice is Eider. So good job, Eider. I'm sorry, Mr. Sister, Audrey, Ophicale, and Copper.
This was really,
really
hard
tough. We actually went back and forth on a lot of people and talked about it for a while. So if anybody does drop, we will be going to you guys and seeing if you want to come into the show.
Yeah, because it was literally a case of, with our scheduling, we've said that we're only accepting 50 people and we're sticking to our word. But I was, like, really sad that a couple of you couldn't go through. And so I'm saying now, if anyone does need to drop, that's absolutely fine. It's not encouraged, but
yeah,
it's fine.
Just
please give us plenty of warning so we can ask someone who's just missed out if they can replace
you. Yeah, because we would definitely like, if you can't do the show, that we would like to bring these people on. So I guess we'll talk about the first round. So we have an immunity coming up first, which I'm really excited for. The immunity is called Hey Sugar, You Dropped Your Name Tag, and it is pickup lines. So all you have to do for this immunity is you just have to record a pickup line and try to seduce us. And the best pickup line, the best delivery of the pickup line will win the immunity. So it's that easy. So I hope everybody submits for it. And do you want to talk about the main round?
Yeah. The main round is me and Melly want to be... Originally, we were planning to start this on Valentine's Day. But that has happened because you've all signed up so quick and been good sports. Mm. So me and Melly want you to romance us with love songs. So we want sexy love songs in our ears.
Yes. You had to seduce us in both of these challenges. And the least seductive will unfortunately be cut. This will be due on Monday the 30th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the regular. And for this show, we will have it due Monday night, but we'll be recording Tuesday morning, afternoon-ish, and have listens in the early evening. So, I guess that's everything, right?
It is. Yeah, I'm sad that some people didn't make it.
Yeah.
But we've agreed and completely concur on the people who are three. And I just want to enforce again that if anyone does need to drop, please let us know.
And I would also like to reinforce that, remember that the sexiness thing is totally, like, subjective. So if you don't necessarily agree, I'm sorry. Just, like, we all have our own opinions of what's sexy. So we're going to do what we do, is be as unbiased as we can, but as well, we have to respond to what we find sexy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking forward to hearing some sexy love songs.
I cannot wait. Just a reminder, the people through so far: Gil Dragon, Traviata, Russ, Rochelle Euler, Lash, Beloved Star, Maddie, Sakono, Sharp Cookies, Dylan Collins, MFB, Eider, Eileen Monty, Omi Prado 9, and Valkyrie Celeste. So can't wait to hear from you guys. And goodbye.
Good night, everyone. Bye.